Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and today we're coming to you from the Small Business Expo at the Heinz Convention Center. And my next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs is Melissa Alexander. Welcome, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Melissa is with Roots to Wings Transformations. It's a whole lot going on. Transformation of what?
Transforming your body, your mind, your spirit, as well as your soul. So I take care of your entire life.
Wonderful. So tell our audience a little bit about how you do that. I imagine there's a number of different approaches and modalities if you're going to fix all of that.
Oh, of course. Yes. So we start off by getting you grounded and rooted and determine where you want to go as far as overcoming your obstacles, whether they're physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual. And I apply the extract specialist technique, which is to move your lymphatic fluid through your valves into your nodes and assist with detoxification through the science behind the lymphatic system. And by uncovering what you might be holding on to, whether it's residual illness, bacteria, or sort of having a bad state of, you know, heavy metals, but toxicity that has been overwhelming your body. Once you can uncover that, get that released, then you can make progress, increase your health, and overcome allergies, build a better immune system. And then through my health and wellness coach certification, then I can help guide you in a better direction to help overcome any sort of emotional blockages, traumas in your life, but then also build a better spirit, a better energy. And I've had client testimonials that have come back to me and just incredible transformations from where they were to where they wanted to be. So definitely check out my website as
Wonderful.
Well, too.
So tell us, it sounds like a lot of different modalities, unless I'm mistaken, there going on. What are some of the typical or different modalities that you do employ?
Yeah, well, the modalities is not only the coaching side, but also the lymphatic system cleansing side. But then discussing a lot about the nutrition and referrals, outsourcing referrals to different practitioners that I recommend.
So let's go back to the lymphatic system cleansing, because it sounds painful and technical, but I'm sure it's not. So
Not painful.
What's involved in that?
Well, it's involved with coming to many different sessions. So it's about 7 sessions is the average for the person. They go through the initial repair stage of the detoxification process. And then after that, then they go into the preventative maintenance stage. So once you're, picture the lymphatic system as a trash can that's been filled up, whether it's from years of all the toxins or if you have just very toxic lifestyle, that we empty that trash can. And then it's up to you to determine what you add back to that. And then you want to keep it in a maintenance stage so you're no longer overwhelmed, you can perform better, and then you can hold on to a sustainable health.
So I'm sorry to go back to it, but I'm sort of hung up on this detox, you know, concept. Is it you're drinking, eating something to physically do that, or is it acupuncture, acupressure,
nope.
Or, you know, I'm trying to understand.
So, okay.
I understand certainly the coaching and directing, and, you know, if you're garbage in, garbage out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how do you establish what the baseline is? Is there a chemical composition? Is there blood work? Is there any of that that's involved, or none of that?
No, it's by applying a gentle but firm pressure to your skin to tap into your lymphatic system. Everyone has a lymphatic system, which is our garbage disposal and holding tank for what we take in from outside, what we put in our bodies. And that's where, by applying the pressure and softening that fluid, moving it along through your system and getting it to your lymph nodes, can then allow your body's natural healing process to accelerate. Where right now, if it's bogged down or if it's having difficulty from something like a breast cancer or Lyme disease or anything like that that you might be going through, or even just severe stress or a difficulty with thinking, your cognitive side as well too, that by accelerating that process, you can relieve the body of that rather than it would take a lot longer or might not happen if you were just to have it sit there and stay in a solid state.
So it sounds like a very holistic approach to the body. I know that one of the rubs, if you will, maybe the wrong term, but against a lot of practitioners is they focus on the fix rather than the cause. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds as though you focus on the fix, but you also focus on preventative.
Yes.
You know, don't get yourself back into this state once we've cleansed you.
Correct.
Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah. So as I'm going through the process and I'm uncovering what you might be holding on to, then, of course, absolutely. I tell you, well, this use this resource or this tool or this practitioner and to prevent that, to get back into the body, because then you can go beyond that.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the body is a very powerful organism in and of itself, obviously, and has the ability to take you to the next level if you allow it to do that.
Exactly.
And so tell us about some of the complementary practitioners that might be involved. What does that look like?
Well, I've done research and also through my own health to accelerate that, the ability of the body to heal itself. And I've worked with a lot of chiropractors, but also acupuncturists and massage therapists to be able to assist the body to get to that prime state to achieve that sustainable health. And so, of course, providing referrals back and forth between and to be able to not only assist with my client, but to see that result.
Well, it sounds like what you're doing applies to virtually anybody. Because we can all get healthier and get better and treat our bodies better.
Yeah, when you're going through something serious, like of course Lyme disease or breast cancer, but even someone who's just looking for better performance. I have reviews on my website from fitness gurus that they use it to just increase their performance, that extra bit by getting that lightness, by getting rid of what they're holding on to, the lactic acid or whatnot that might be coming into their bodies and accelerate the healing and really make their body expand to that next level of performance they didn't know existed.
And you said that, you know, typically the average person has about 7 sessions with you. What's the time frame? Is that a 2-month process? Is it a 2-year process? What if there is a typical? I know nothing's typical.
Well, you can't.
Everyone reacts different, right?
Oh, exactly. Well, everybody is different, of course. But yeah, you can't do every day because you need to give the body some time to filter through and heal. But you can do every other day, so you could do it as soon as 2 weeks to get everything. The 7 sessions in, or you, of course, due to time and budget, you can separate it out. Most people do once a week, some people do once a month, but of course, the quicker you do it, the accelerated results that you'll see. But since it is a progressive process, you'll see that each one, your body will respond differently. You'll see that one time you'll be uncovering different types of toxins versus another time as you continue to uncover those layers that have been in that trash can or packed down for so long. Get that out of there, and then you can...
That's where that shoe is.
No, exactly, yeah, that's where it was hiding.
Now, how do you identify what the various toxins are there, or do you go through an extensive process of evaluating, you know, people, what they eat?
Well, there's definitely the science within the lymphatic system that gives me feedback. So if I can feel the fluid moving through, or if I can't feel the fluid, or I feel hot spots from inflammation. So it comes down to a lot of the touch and the experience of being able to see that, but also feel that through the technique and be able to compare that to what a healthy lymphatic system is supposed to be. Okay. And of course, with that goal in mind, and then I help balance out the body.
So I notice on your business card that you handed me, you have an awful lot of designations, initials after that. What is the training that formal training that allows you to be proficient at this?
Be able to do this? Oh, yes. So the Academy is based out of California, so I had to go through the certification process, go through workshops, practicum hours, do online courses, and get approved by the board and through the Academy in order to not only do the technique, but then also I took the next level certification, become an instructor. So anyone can contact me if they want to become a student, learn the technique themselves, and then apply that to their business or personal life.
And a lot of it is biology-based or anatomy-based and just understanding how the human body works?
There is anatomy, of course, but then to be able to do the technique itself, of course, through practice, but then, yes, be able to recognize through the anatomy of the body and to take that science and be able to apply it.
So I guess one of the questions I have is, does a practitioner need to have a science background to be able to become certified, or is it, I'm sure it helps.
Well, it definitely helps, yes, but of course you don't have to, but just it means some specific courses that you will need to take in order to qualify with the Academy.
Now, you said that you have multiple locations. Why don't you tell our listeners how to reach you? Where are you available for sessions?
Oh, yes. So right now I'm currently available out of Massachusetts. I have not only through Westboro, Marlboro, and I just opened a Newton location right off the Green Line in Newton Highlands. But, of course, with my certification, I am able to do anywhere in the United States and Canada. So I can travel with requests, but I'm also coordinating corporate wellness programs. So any corporation that wants to bring me in, and I set up specific programs and time to help their employees to perform better. Because if their immune system is working efficiently and their performance is better, then of course they become a better employee.
Now, I would imagine that this is still considered somewhat alternative. So is mainstream insurance starting to cover these types of treatments? Do they not? Do they offer it as sort of a alternative? You know, is there a move underfoot to try and...
There's definitely a move underfoot, but it's more considered integrative because, of course, based off that science and all the certifications in place and the fact that I can work with your doctor and your health and wellness team in order to execute the process of creating that sustainable health for you. So that's where that Integrative comes in. But as far as coverage, I definitely have on my website that you can do bundle discount programs, and there's coupons and incentives to help save on costs, or submit receipts to your flexible spending account. You can get discounts there. So there's other ways.
So it would qualify under flexible spending?
Yep, flexible spending accounts. Yep, so save on taxes there.
Yep.
So definitely it's coming around as most modalities are as well.
Wonderful. Well, I think they make a lot of sense, and I think that filling people up with all types of prescriptions isn't always the answer. And very often, probably you find it's probably the direct reason that people end up on your doorstep.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes like with the Lyme clients, it's one of those things that isn't necessary, and that's why I work with the doctors. They take care of that, and then I work with them from a lymphatic system perspective and help support their body. So the two of us both working at the same time can create that level of health and performance that person needs.
Wonderful. Very fascinating. Melissa Alexander with Roots to Wings Transformations. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Why don't you give our listeners your direct contact information if they want to reach out to you? You've given us locations. Why don't you tell them how to find you?
Yes. So look on my website, and my website address is www.r(W), then word transformations.org. Or you can give my call. Phone number is 508-797-2855. And definitely, Melissa Alexander, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It was really your pleasure, and to hear about what you're doing and helping people out. And I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the room that could probably use your help.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.